hate their music, and think they're idiots. I think it's always been this way since the dawn of time. These generations seem to feel the best of their kind. The kids are convinced that the adults are all dicks. They're liars, they're thieves, and total hypocrites. Looking at the earth and all the damage that we've done, I think the kids are right, they might have a solution. It's possible the problem is inherent in our species. All this anger and aggression, we couldn't give a squirt of pants. If we would only clean up our fucking mess, maybe they would notice and offer us some help. The kids are all wide awoke to what's a fucking problem. They just want the same things that we fought for when we were them. But the world watches falling apart at the seams, so I wasted all my time starting riots and getting high. The kids are all wide awoke and ready for their turn to rule the world and show just exactly what they learned. Kids are all wide awoke, jumping at the bit to rule the world and show us what they will do with it. What they will do with it.
and kitties, that is just a taste of what is going on this Saturday in our fair city. I'm going to run some of that down for you. Kick the set off with Les Miserables, who is playing three shows all across the Lower Mainland. Friday, that's tomorrow night, they're going to be at Chillhouse Studios in Chilliwack. Saturday, they're going to be at Green Auto with Anthem, Les Miserables, and Pilsner. And then Sunday, they'll be at Bully Studio with myself, Die Job, Cheer Up Champ. Les Miserables, check them out, all the way from Alberta. Good times. We also had Anthems with their Man Overboard off their album Blood Fortune, my personal favorite album by those boys. Pilsner with Old Bones off their album You Never Asked For This. Then, happening, if you can see, Shit Talkers, Motorama, Crummy, Hellbent, and Dayglo Abortions. We had Dayglo with The Kids Are Wide Awoke off their new album Upside Down World. Crummy with Back 40 off of Even If It Kills 19. And Motorama with PTSD off their albums Three Brains, Six Balls. That is just some of the stuff. But the thing I'm going to do with my time Saturday night is over in Surrey. There is the first and hopefully annual Punks and Pins Music Festival with In Signals, Die Job, The Greatest Sons, Brasser, and You Big Idiot. Tickets are still available. Just go check it out. Just Google Punks and Pins. You can get the tickets on Eventbrite. There's door ticket options. There is pre-sale options. There's options where if you want to just listen to music, if you want to bowl, if you want to do both, go check it out. It's going to be wild. There's food, there's beers, there's punks, there's pins, there's awesome times. Go check it out. It's being put on by some good people. Our friends at Kinda Cool Records, our friends at Brasser behind it. It's going to be good times. That's what I'm doing with my Saturday night. I recommend you do it too. Let's kick into some of it right now. This Boils and Ghouls is a band I actually haven't listened to yet. This band has been around since at least 2019. That's when this first single dropped. This band's called In Signals, I-N period signals, or in parentheses signals. The song's called Better Left Unsaid. Is it good? I don't know, but we'll find out together. You guys ready? Let's go. Rad Radio. It's Saturday. Sandcastle Bowl Bar and Grill. Hold on, I can't. I'm sorry, In Signals. I'm sure you're nice guys, but that is the poppiest punk I've ever heard. I can't do that. Here, listen to something I like a lot more. Here, this is The Greatest Sons. I'm going to see if In Signals have other songs that I like more. Sorry, I can't do that. Here we go.
His last words were, babe, I don't want to go any further into the rabbit hole. Windows, unlucky, can't
For me.
So here we are again, just sitting with our friends. But Johnny wants and Johnny has a means to an end. It's possible and plausible, he's just been overlooked. Chest out mind, yeah, he's been overbooked. Not the you, not the one, just the fun. Not the same, we're not the same, yeah, we're all the blame. Look up for the one you love, hold dear time to be a pacifier. Just stand up and join the
Saturday, Sandcastle's Bowling and Grill in Surrey, Punks and Pins. Here's you, Big Idiot.
The rickshaw was packed and the audience was jacked. Mackenzies were playing, the new band was stacked. We're staying on skins and Garrison on grins. Rocking the new outwinds and I was... The best. Oh! the best one. Ronnie, where did you go? This one's for Ronnie. For Ronnie, he is my buddy. My buddy. This one's for Ronnie. For Ronnie, yeah, this one's for Ronnie. To bed. Pretty regret that shit he said. I come from violence, that's the only way I know. Blood ain't beaten from the crypted row. Well, they had the Bible, so I guess I learned it well. I realize some folks are better off in hell. Zero, strange ones to zero. I am not no hero, no, no, no. Remorse for killing. Sickness in the brain. He crossed the line. I crossed his eyes and took the blame. I'm stuck in prison just the same. They say that only God can judge him where he stands. I swear I didn't judge the man. No, I only set up the appointment.
That is what you experience if you go out to Sandcastle Bar, Grill, and Bowling this Saturday in Surrey for the first Punks and Pins Bowling Festival. It should be a pretty wild time. That was my good friends Die Job with their song The Ballad of Steven Sandinson off their self-titled album, available now on Kinda Cool Records. I think it just celebrated its 2-year anniversary for being released, and it's pretty damn good. There are still some vinyl copies left. Go pick it up. You will not be disappointed. Before that, we had You Big Idiot with 4 Ronnie off their newest effort, Eats Vanity. I believe that record is coming out soon, or it might only be digital. I could be wrong about that. Before that, Brasser with Catchphrase off their demonstrative demos. The Greatest Sons with What Goes Up from When Will the Music End, their most recent EP. And then I tried to play some InSignals. Guys, I'm sorry, you're just not for me. I can't do it. It's the poppy vocals. It's the halftime breakdowns. It's just not my thing. I'm going to come watch you live. Maybe you guys will win me over there. But I'm sorry. It's not my cup of tea. That is your Saturday. And then, of course, on Sunday, I'm proud to announce that Bully Studios is officially back open for shows. Their first show is this Saturday. It is a metal show. Bully Studios presents Gates Theory Mainland Invasion. It's a bunch of metal bands. I don't know them, but if you like metal, go check it out. Support Bullies. They had a hell of a rough go in the past couple weeks with a massive flood that did catastrophic damage to the venue. They've been working on remediation. They've got dryers going. They got contractors in there working, making stuff happen. The main room so that they can throw shows is happening. Their first show will be back on Saturday. Like I said, that Metal Invasion, Gates Theory. So if metal's your thing, go out there. And then I'll be there on Sunday with our friends Less Miserable, Cheer Up Champ, and Die Job for the second show back. Support Bullies. I know they got merch going on. They're doing gift card sales. Whatever you can to support venues. I know the Wise Hall needs our help. You can do $10 vouchers. No, $10 membership to the Wise. They need our help. Go out, support, do what you can. Are vital. They are important. Anywhere that lets us have places to play, they need your help. Go out, support, go to a show, get off your couch. It'll be a good time. Here, you can listen to a super song that I put out a couple years ago on the Pacific Sound System, Volume 3, put together by my good friends, formerly in the Brass Action, now in Brasser. This song's called Rude Boy. You guys have been listening to CGSF 90.1. I'm Johnny Bones. I'll see y'all next week. Come hang out with me. I'll be in Chilliwack Chill House this Friday, and then I'll be at Bullies on Sunday. Go. I've been talking about the whole show. Just go out to a show. It'll be great. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys next week.
Mr. Rude Boy, well, don't you never learn? If you play with fire, you're gonna get burned. Mr. Rude Boy, yeah, so is the same. The same old story. Doesn't make your mama cry, Rude Boy. Intimidation and violence, you gotta turn your silence once more, Mr. Rude Boy. Mr. Rude Boy, your pandemic's game. Looting and shooting, you know it's a shame.